Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind here on MSG, brought to you by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Papa. We're going to look back at the Giants' loss to the Philadelphia Eagles, 36-21. Joining me, as always, two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. And Carl, for this Giants team, returning home, trying to get a positive feel, and what's the mindset when you're going into a game like this?
Well, it's when you are 0-4. You're thinking, trying to do everything right, try to play as aggressive and smart football as you can to get a victory. Do whatever it takes.
All right, and it starts off pretty well for the Giants. They hold Philadelphia to a 3-and-out. Giants get the ball and start on their own 38-yard line. Now, a crucial point in the game, they face a 3rd-and-9. They've been in a lot of 3rd-and-longs this year, but this time the Giants convert, which sets up to the first score of the game.
Manning under pressure. He's going to heave another deep ball down the middle of the field. He's got Nix. This time he makes the catch and tackled at the 12-yard line. Manning takes the snap. Draw for Wilson. Up the middle to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants. David Wilson with his first rushing touchdown. He does a double backflip in the end zone.
So too good. See you two in a minute.
Carl, a great opening drive for the Giants as they go 62 yards. They get the David Wilson touchdown, the big conversion to Akeem Nix. And, boy, this team looks like it's got a lot of enthusiasm.
Well, when you look at the three phases that they really went about that scoring drive, they had, big passing plays, short passing play, good protection, and short yardage runs. So those are the concerns that you got answered right away.
All right. Philadelphia gets the ball back. Now, the Giants appear to hold them at the Philadelphia 48-yard line on a 3rd down, but there's a penalty against the Eagles. Tom Coughlin accepts it, and then Michael Vick runs for 34 yards, and Philadelphia winds up getting a 1st down. That situation in the game, is it still good enthusiasm, that the fact that you held them to 3 points?
Yeah, it is. And the other part of it is the decision and the trust that the coach had in the defense that they could eventually get a stop.
Carl, here's a situation that transpired where it felt like the Giants suddenly lose all the momentum. They get the ball back and they drive it downfield. Cruz goes for 9. Wilson runs for 4. Wilson runs for 4 more. Nix with a 21-yard catch. They got a 1st and 10 at the Philadelphia 27. Then Manning stumbles. Intentional grounding. Then the next play, you get a false start. Then you do nothing with the football, 2nd and 25, 3rd and 25, and you punt the football away that you can't down at the 1-yard line. It goes into the end zone for a touchback. And it seemed like that at that point, the Giants' confidence started to wane.
Well, and it kind of speaks to the aspect of the focus more so than the confidence, because you have to play complementary football, and you have an opportunity to down it on the 1-yard line to really give your defense one more chance to really make a play. So they just have to stay focused.
All right, so Philadelphia advances the ball to the Giants 48. They punt, but they pin the Giants deep. So the Giants are pinned back, and that's how the first quarter ends, with the Giants leading 7-3. We'll tell you about the second quarter after this here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We start the second quarter. Giants lead 7-3. Now, Carl, on the last play of the first quarter, Giants got a break because it looked like David Wilson was trapped in the end zone for a safety. They marked the forward progress, even though it looked like he disengaged and then tried to get out of the end zone. So they get a big break right here. They have a 3rd and 3. Now, this is a manageable 3rd down.
Sure.
And they're not able to convert on the pass play to Cruz.
Again, 3rd and 3s. You're backed up. You've got to be able to convert that to keep the drive going. To even if you don't score on it, you change field position.
All right, so the Eagles off the punt start at their own 40-yard line. They move the ball downfield, but good red zone defense by the Giants. They hold Philadelphia to 3 points. It's 7-6. Unfortunately for the Giants, they go 3 and out starting at their own 20-yard line. So the Philadelphia Eagles start 1st and 10 at their own 29-yard line after a punt, and they make their first real big play of the day in the passing game.
Nick out of that shotgun set, looking for McCoy, can't find him. Now throws a deep ball down the middle of the field for Deshaun Jackson, and it's caught by Jackson and he's tackled at the 15. McBride had a chance for an interception, and he missed it. Vec, handoff McCoy into the line, and he moves the pile into the end zone. Touchdown.
Carl, let's go back to the first play, the DeSean Jackson 56-yard catch. I mean, from the coaching standpoint, you dial it up. McBride has good coverage. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't make a play on the ball.
Yeah, it was a good throw, good route, but it was almost better defense. He just missed the ball, misjudged the ball. That's either an interception or a knockdown.
And it's the little things. These are the little things. Not downing a punt, not making a play on the ball. McCoy runs it in from a yard out. So Philadelphia now has the lead 13-7. Now the Giants get the ball back. They start at their own 20-yard line. Jacobs goes for four. Then Manning a 16-yard pass to Akeem Nix. Then Manning an 8-yard pass to Akeem Nix. So they've got second and two at their own 48-yard line. And again, some momentum and rhythm in the offense, but turnovers again rear their ugly head.
Handoff right for Jacobs. Fumbled the football. Just bounced out of his hands. And the Eagles have it. Manning handed it to Jacobs. Never and as he started to run, he lost the handle.
Carl, it's an unforced error. Jacobs fumbled the ball before there was any contact. And, you know, the little things are now starting to add up into big problems.
Well, the little things, when they start to pile, and you just can't correct one because it's just a different one the next time. So, unforced error, drive killer.
Now, the Giant defense keeps Philadelphia out of the end zone. They hold them to a field goal. So the Giants find themselves on the short end of a 16-7 score. They get the ball back at their own 14-yard line, and they're not able to move the ball downfield, and they have to punt the football away. Philadelphia has it. And, Carl, this is kind of backbreaking because Vic can't play in the game. It looks like Philadelphia is playing a pretty conservative. They start at their own 7-yard line. But they're getting play after play after play. No pressure on Foles, really. And they wind up getting a field goal at the end of the half to make it 19-7.
Yeah, and that was probably the most disappointing aspect of when a backup quarterback comes in the game, you can't get your defense off the field because he's just chipping away all the way down the field to get them back in the game.
It was an 11-play, 75-yard drive that lasted 1 minute and 33 seconds. So at the half, Eagles lead the Giants 19-7. We'll tell you about the third quarter here on Giants Rewind after this. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We start the third quarter. Giants trail the Eagles 19-7. Carl, the Giants get the ball to start the third quarter. They go three and out. And this has been a theme all season, whether it's offensively or defensively. When they get the ball to start the third quarter, they're on defense. It seems as if they come out and get nothing accomplished.
I think there's got to be some discussion on how you can kind of come out with a little more aggression, be aggressive if you're on offense, something that changes the tempo or establishes the tempo of the game.
Philadelphia gets the ball back at their own 22. Now, they make a controversial third down conversion on a LeSean McCoy catch. The Giants call a timeout. They challenge. They lose. So two timeouts right out the window early in the third quarter. But the Giants do force a punt. They start at their own 13-yard line, and again, they get into a rhythm. Brandon Myers with a 24-yard catch, a 20-yard pass to Reuben Randall. And now the Giants have a little energy, but they face a crisis situation. It's third and seven at the Eagles' 40-yard line when Manning goes to the air.
Manning rolls right, throws right. Nix has it for a first down. And they get shoved out of bounds at the 26-yard line along the right sideline. Gain of 14. Manning back to throw. Quick strike right. Completes it on the slant. Randall's got it to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants.
Akeem Nix with the huge third down conversion. Reuben Randall with the 26-yard touchdown catch. And Carl, suddenly the rhythm. And right now the Giants are back in the game. It's 19-14.
Yeah, when the Giants offense is on timing or in rhythm, they're pretty good because things just, the plays just start to complement each other.
Now the crowd's into it. The Eagles start at their own 20-yard line. They get a false start before they even snap the ball. And the Giants get a three and out here. So the building's hopping, and they've given the ball right back to the offense. On a short field, the Giants start at the 49-yard line, and they move the ball down the field again. They use the running game. Jacobs has a 6-yard run in here. Manning's kind of dealing it around. And the Giants have a second and goal at the 6-yard line. It's time for the New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game.
Shotgun set. Manning back. Looks. He's under pressure. He's going to roll left. He lobs a corner. The end zone cut by Randall. Wow, Manning just flipped it up. He said, Ruben, go make a play, and he did. His second touchdown, and the Giants have the lead with 3:46 to go in the third.
You bad, you fast, and you get kicked. And I like your sweat. That's cool. I like your sweat.
What are you talking about, baby?
That's how you feel?
Give me one more.
That's the New York Presbyterian Hospital. Amazing play of the game. Amazing things happening here. Ruben Randall goes up and makes a catch. What a kind of star-crossed day for the second-year wide receiver. Dropping a couple deep balls, but that was a fantastic catch for a second touchdown.
Yeah, when you look at the Ruben Randall that you saw in training camp, who really was able to make great catches, and then he gets into the game and it didn't happen, and all of a sudden, it's like it clicked. Okay, I got to go back to doing what I know how to do. And he started making really good plays.
All right, so the game is on. The Giants have the lead again. It's 21-19. I guess this is a disappointing part in the game, too, Carl, because with 3:46 to go, the Eagles start at the 20-yard line. They convert a 3rd and 6. They move it downfield. The Giants stop them, but not before Philadelphia's in field goal range. And Henry hits another field goal. And after 3, the Giants now trail 22-21.
Yeah, disappointing. And I think where the disappointment is the inability to get any pressure on Nick Foles. They had to get some pressure on him to try to get him to make a mistake.
The final two plays of the third quarter are Jacobs' 3-yard run and then a 15-yard pass to Ruben Randall. So the Giants have the ball and they're moving at the end of the third, trailing by 1. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter when we return to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital, after this. Back here on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital, we start the fourth quarter. Eagles lead the Giants 22-21. The last play of the third was a Ruben Randall 15-yard catch. So it's 1st and 10 Giants at their own 39-yard line. You talk about the little things. Brandon Jacobs loses 3 on first down, and Jacobs dropped a screen on a 3rd and 23. So the Giants punt the ball, but the Eagles go 3 and out. So the Giant defense gives the offense the ball back. And the offense is moving it again. It's a 5-yard run by Jacobs. It's a 7-yard pass to Cruz. Randall has a 19-yard catch. It's 1st and 10 at the Philadelphia 49. Remember, the Giants are only down by a point right here. Jacobs runs for 2, but then the Giants get called for offensive holding. So now it's, instead of 1st and 10, it's 1st and 20. Manning goes back to pass, and the Giants commit their 2nd turnover of the day.
Manning fakes the handoff, steps up, now flops it in the air, and it gets intercepted. Michael Kendricks got the pick. Manning was under pressure. He tried to float it to Jacobs, and it got picked.
It came out of my hand funny, and the offensive linemen were kind of fighting for a hit to the helmet, but that's on me, and I just got to be smarter. And if I feel pressure, can't try to throw that ball in there and just unfortunate just that it gets tipped up and intercepted.
Carl, 3 and out. Giants get the ball back. They're moving it. And the offensive holding penalty and then just a backbreaker on 1st and 20. It looked like Manning might have gotten hit in the head by Cole. They didn't throw a flag. But Eli, in that situation, probably has to put the ball away and take the sack.
Yeah, because when you look at where he was throwing the ball, it was nowhere near the first down. It was almost like a dump off. And in that situation, you got to live to take the 3rd and 20 instead of just putting the ball in harm's way.
So now the Eagles start at the Giant 25 after the Michael Kendricks interception, and they go up top right away to try to seize control of this game.
Foles takes the snap, rolls left, throws back to the right. He's looking for Selleck, who makes the catch for the touchdown. He beat Mundy. And with 10:26 to go in the game on one play, Philadelphia with a touchdown pass of 35 yards.
That offense has gotten us out of a lot of jams that the defense has put us in. And, you know, right now it's time for our defense to get them out of the jam because they're not playing well right now. And, you know, obviously we're not either. So it's time for us to step up on defense and create some kind of positive swing here.
Foles makes a great pass to Celek. And, Carl, Mundy was slow to react. Celek gets past him, and there's no pass rush.
Well, when you have a throwback to a tight end, that means quarterback's rolling one way and throws it back. There's a lot of time for that play to develop. You've got to be able to put a quarterback under duress. Now, Mundy didn't have the greatest of coverage, but the way that play developed, you've got to be able to get some rush.
So after a couple cracks with the football down one to maybe regain the lead, the Giants find themselves down 8, 29-21. They get the ball back and... you know, incomplete pass to Randall on first down, incomplete pass to Cruz on second down, so you have another third and long. It's third and 10. Manning trying to dial up Victor Cruz over the middle. Interception number 2.
Play clock at 1 as Manning takes the snap. Steps up under pressure, sidearms it over the middle, and the pass is intercepted. Is it picked off or did Cruz have it? Is it a simultaneous catch? No, they're saying interception by Boykin.
I knew it was going to be tight. I knew it was man coverage. I saw him get a step, and you know, I knew a guy was on me. I knew I, you know, probably couldn't get everything on the ball that I'd like to get and step into the throw. And you know, that's a game of football, and you're in those situations a number of times as a quarterback. It's not always a clean pocket where you get to step into every throw, and you got to make that final decision. Can you get it in, or is it too risky? And you know, unfortunately, I made the wrong decision there.
Brandon Boykin makes a wonderful play on the ball. He just takes it away from Victor Cruz. And at this point, you could feel the Giants are absolutely rattled as a team.
Yeah, and it was almost desperation time, just trying to do too much to make a play. And Victor's body was going one way and the ball was going the other. There was no way he could rip that ball out.
So could the defense push the Eagles back? Because Philadelphia is starting at the Giants' 38-yard line. That's not to be the case because DeSean Jackson gets 28 yards on first down. Philadelphia winds up having first and goal at the 10, and then on third and goal at the 5, Philadelphia looking for the knockout punch.
Foles back to throw. He's going to throw it to the right corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Jackson. Beat Prince Amukamara. And DeSean Jackson with his third touchdown catch of the season.
You have to overcome adversity. You know, I mean, things are, it's this football game. You know, there's going to be a million ups and downs within the course of a game. You can't only be flying high when you are up, you know. You have to fly high when you're down also. You have to stay motivated when you're down also. And, you know, we're just not seeing enough of that.
And, Carl, DeSean Jackson gets the touchdown catch, just beans Prince Amukamara. He used sort of a little stop and go on Prince,
yeah, a little
he?
Stutter go. You know, he got to the end zone, so he stops, and Prince immediately looks because he's like, okay, he's across the goal line. Then he drifted back.
And it was a perfect throw by Foles. So now the Giants are down 36-21. There's 8.5 minutes to go, down by 2 scores, need an opportunity. Giants now go in a little hurry-up mode on a 3rd and 10. Manning converts with Victor Cruz for 11 yards, first down. But it's 1st and 10 for the Giants at their own 45-yard line, and Kerry Williams gets the third pick of the game and basically puts this thing away for good.
Manning back, throws one left. Nick stopped running his route, and it gets picked off.
So just like that, three possessions, three turnovers, three interceptions.
The guys have stayed together. They've worked very hard. They put pretty much everything into, you know, our meetings throughout the week, our practices. They build themselves back up to a really good approach. And then the frustration of not getting the win. But they're doing the best they can, and they're even right now. They're doing the best they can. They're standing up. They're supporting each other. And that's the way it has to be for a team to continue on. I think, you know, if we can get beyond this third quarter thing, and I did think there was improvement tonight, felt good about that part of it. But We're just going to have to line up and do it again in a very short week. So,
Carl, boy, you could look at some of the other games this year. Late in the third quarter, early in the fourth quarter, the Giants are within a point, and it just seems like everything goes wrong in the fourth quarter. This team not able to play a complete game.
Well, it's the mental stamina as well as the physical stamina that's required to kind of dig yourself out of a hole.
What does this coaching staff do on a short week to try to get things squared up for a game in Chicago against the Bears team?
Well, you don't dwell on this past weekend. You go immediately towards the Chicago Bears to change the focus.
All right. That wraps it up for this week's show. For Carl Banks and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us. And make sure you join us next week right here on MSG as we rewind the Giants and Bears. You've been watching Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG.
Looking for Giants tickets? Visit NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.